Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, Dumelang, Absheni, Molweni, Bonjour. Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you're streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the cheese scop, Muhammad Ali's protege. I roll like a butterfly, and I buzz more than a beehive. I am not alone. I buzz with the ever-beautiful, shining, glowing, too many adjectives to describe us, so little time, marching bands needed, charades, call on the masquerades, everybody. She's in the building. Rose Khumi, hello.
Hi, Mli, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, how are you?
I am fabulous, as always.
I always think this time, this part of the show just needs like a whole event, opening event of Olympics or something.
I told you, marching band.
Sure,
marching band.
I'm telling you. It's not just anybody. So it's
old school. You gotta put some respect on my name. You can't just say my name without J, without something.
Yo, something. That is existing is our social media platform. Come on, Nati, guys, get interactive with us. We will share all our handles later on in the show. Oh, what are we? Oh, today's topic. Is some type of way. But yeah, we're gonna go through it. Khumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about something that I know everybody has experienced.
What at some stage?
Yeah. What if Lori you have started tiki pati patting, you've experienced this.
Yes.
Everybody has experienced it. But we did not know how to deal with it.
Yep.
When it happened.
Yep.
And that is bad sex.
Ugh.
Yeah, there are some people, Shem, you know, they fry their chips, but then the chips, there's too much salt, or there's little vinegar.
Or they forgot to add the oil.
Or they forgot to, one understand that, like, as a chemors in je, as a chemors.
So, we're talking about something that's quite similar to a bad day in the office. Or maybe it is a bad day in the office.
It is a bad, yeah. We're talking about
how to deal with bad sex. A lot of us then would go on a massive social media rant about, nah, my partner did not do this. Or you call smang mang. But chances are it's going to lead to someone embarrassing someone. Because of that particular bad day in the office. And somebody who's going to help us have a constructive conversation around this very sensitive matter is our resident psychologist. JB Mueller, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hello, how are you two?
We well. We very, very well.
Awesome.
JB,
wow, thanks for me.
JB, I mean, let's start here. Do you think bad sex, or sex in general, let's start there. Do you think sex in general has a lot to do, its success has a lot to do with our self-esteem?
Definitely, yes. About in 2019, a study found that 41% of men and 46% of women experience depression after sex at least once in their lifetime.
Sure.
So yes, shyness about your body, dysfunction or stress about dysfunction or scared that you might not perform your best, good enough, are you worthy enough, are you disappointed, or going to disappoint that other person, are you a natural selection candidate? There are so many things that plays a role in this.
Is it then, JP, safe to say that part of bad sex is a lot to do with our self-esteem? Is it because we're not totally honest with each other, or we're just too analytical about the act of sex?
It can definitely be. So we call this phenomenon that happens, we call it post-coital dysphoria. PCD, and this refers to feelings that range from sadness to anxiety or agitation or anger, basically any bad feeling after sex that is not like typically expected. So usually sex is supposed to uplift the mood due to dopamine that releases in the brain, serotonin that increases, and this actually prevents depression. But now, after you were on this high or with all these hormones that spiked and that peaked, especially at your climax moment, and now all of a sudden it drops down and it has to balance out again. So now you're experiencing an unbelievable level of stimulation physically and otherwise, because sex is involving your emotions, your body, your mind. And I'll tell you now how the brain is influencing your sex. But this all, then afterwards, after it's done, it drops into a sense of dysphoria because now you want it again. But there are many factors that contribute to it, especially with your self-esteem and related to your self-esteem. Yes.
Okay, Debbie. Let's poke the elephant in the room. Because sex is such a personal thing, can then some people say that bed sex is subjective? That it's a personal thing, that based on your expectations and based maybe on your experience, you can then say, this sex that I just had is terrible. You know, but that person that you had sex with, they might just think, oh my God, I knocked this out of the park.
Yeah, definitely. If you climax together, I mean, then it will be, oh, that person is amazing and great, and they could hold out for so long and this and that. And if you look at stats on how long people take to climax, for ladies, it's way longer than men on average. But, I mean, if you find each other and the right spots and everything, then you can think that person is amazing. But the brain is very important for sexuality or for sex because of the chemistry. But it's also important for ideas. It helps on how you experience and how you experience pleasure and how you define it. So definitely, as you said, it's subjective. So it's each person to themselves. And then depression is a top cause of disability in the United States, for example, for people between the ages of 15 and 44. So the whole process of sexual arousal starts with the ability to anticipate pleasure, but then it's lost with depression. And then we also spoke about people's sex drive and your libido, and all of these things can actually be stunted if you have stress. It can be influenced by your normal daily life, your health, what you eat, and all of these type of things that all has an influence on yourself with how you feel about your body, how confident you are and going into the room with what you have to offer to your partner.
So it's all about expectations at the end of the day.
Yep.
Yeah. And especially with, we spoke about pornography in one of our sessions, and definitely some people think that that is how it should be. I mean, those people repeat some scenes, they take it from different angles, they do it later again and then record it again. And now it looks like these people are having sex for hours and hours.
Yeah.
And in fact, in reality, that's not what it is at all. It's a scene, it's a set, it is all edited and programmed and copied and pasted. But now people think that is what it is, and that's how long it's supposed to be, and this is how it should work out. And yeah, also like depending on sizes of physically body size, but also men with their genital sizes and things like that. If you go into the research on how long things must be and are you average or above or below, then those all of these things contribute to the fact of your own self-esteem and then what you bring to the party.
JB, how do we have this conversation around bad sex? Because clearly at some point it's subjective, but how do we have an objective conversation around,
like, how do you tell your partner, listen buddy, ish,
something
you did not, X did not mark that spot.
Yeah, so how without sounding derogatory, without sounding...
And without offending.
Without offending.
Anybody.
Because anything sex-related, as we have sort of established, can be very, very sensitive.
Yeah.
Very, very. And the way you approach it as well, you should go in with a non-judgmental, empathic, like, feeling, that you don't go and overwhelm that person and say, what is wrong with you? This was not good, and I expected more, whatever the case may be, and judge them. But make them also feel like you want to support them through this and have fun with them through this. So maybe you can talk about, so what do you think about we sometimes try this or this lubricant? Or what about we take these pills and see if we maybe can last longer next time? That can be fun and exciting, don't you think? Or maybe if we introduce foreplay or some toys or whatever the case may be, don't you think that can be fun when we try that? And then, yeah, be open and honest. Some days it is better, some days it is worse, depending on all of these things, the physical, the emotional, the mental state of the person, and even depression medication that lowers your libido. So that is the thing. You must make sure that you and your partner can talk about this and say, why did you enjoy? Why didn't you enjoy? Is there another position you can try? Is there something that, some positions that make you climax faster, some that can actually be more fun for both of you? And test these things out and act like it's a fun, adventurous journey together, to grow stronger together in all aspects of life, not only in one of the love languages, but in all of the other, the erotic side as well. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, maybe talk about fantasies and things that you can try extra or, that you want to test out. And in that way, then you get to, so I just think last night was a bit quicker than other nights. Or do you think maybe last night was okay for you? You know, ask them that. And then if they answer, mm-hmm. you can be like, shoot, it was okay. I just had better with you before, you know, and I thought we can maybe experience a better one next time. Do you think we can maybe try this or this? Or what do you think? Do you think we don't need things or whatever the case may be?
Finally, JP, it just dawned on me. Is the problem with bad sex the fact that we quantify sex? So it needs to last this long. The tool needs to be that big. This person needs to be this active. You know, are we, is part of the conversation or part of the concept of bad sex surrounded or geared towards us quantifying sex? And not just,
definitely.
Yes, and not just saying, you know, however long it took for both parties to climax, that is the most important thing.
Are you talking about quality versus
yes,
quantity?
It's the quality assurance. Yeah. And because again, hence you said, pornography creates this thing. They shoot a 1 hour, yeah. I mean, you watch a 1 hour scene and you think it's 1 hours and 1 hour and you don't understand that those are just edits that are put together. So, and also then there's social media, then there's friends who tell you, oh, my partner can go this long and that sort of type of thing. So are we quality versus quantity? Are we guilty of quantifying sex and hence we then come to the conclusion that it's bad sex?
I definitely think it plays a big role, especially if you hear, how school kids are talking and teenagers are speaking about sex lives, and I mean, then they are just as legal to have sex. But the thing is, yes, and you see all these photos on pornography and all of these things that looks like sizes out of this world. But those people are most certainly infertile most of the time. They also use a lot of stimulants and pills and things that aren't good for their body to have these sizes, because it's all for the show. It's not for the quality, as you said. And sometimes also size doesn't make it better. It sometimes makes it worse. So, yes, I definitely think what we see on social media, what we hear from people, and a lot of people lie about it, and that's why I wanted to get with the children who always will overemphasize, and they will say, no, but my daddy's stronger than your daddy. And I think that's exactly what we as adults also do. Yeah. Oh, my partner's better than yours. My can do this, and can yours do that?
Yeah.
And I think that is kind of what is happening, unfortunately, in society. And now people, I want to beat you with my partner, so let me beat one up you, you know? And unfortunately, it goes in all areas. Not only my house is bigger, my car is better, but at the end of the day, then they go deep and intimate and say, well, my sex life lasts longer, or yo, he's so good in bed with this and this techniques, or whatever the case may be. And then the other people are like, what, can they do that? And you are lying, but you just want to not look bad or not look weak or not say your partner actually struggles in the area or is worse than anyone else, because who likes to brag about that? You won't see that on social media. And I think that might be the case why people do that.
True, JP. I think we need to then concede that we are also at some point guilty of these conversations and these concepts, you know, and we need to understand that sex is not about how long it lasts, how big something is, but it is about the enjoyment, and it's about somebody knowing what to touch, and once the floodgates literally then open, then it's just a beautiful experience. And then I think also, as you touched, it's important for us to always remain honest, but also show a great deal of empathy when dealing with such things.
Definitely. And you're in competition with yourself and with your own couple. You as a couple are in competition within yourself, not with others. So you know what each other like. You know what each other dislike. And work on each other to make each other better and to have better experiences together. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world think about it, or you're not in competition with them. You're just in competition with yourself. So be the best you two that you can be together, the best partners that you can be for each other. Support each other. Tell each other what you like, and then, yes, have a great experience and adventure together to discover what's the best for each other.
Thank you so much, JP, for that. And with that, we close and say thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to chatting to you again very soon, JP.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again. It's an honor.
Thank you, JP.
Bye-bye.
Fascinating insights. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please, it is important. I think if there's anything that you would have taken away from this particular conversation and this particular experience, it is the importance of communicating. It is the importance of showing empathy. It is a very sensitive topic, and it can really go south. And it can really go south very, very quickly.
It's because sex is, whether we want to admit it or not, it's attached to our emotions.
Yeah.
You know, for men, I know for most of them, it is attached to their third member.
Yep.
You know, so if I now go to my person and I say, yo, Mariah, baby, it's all right, Imul. You know, he might now think...
You jabbed his ego.
Exactly. You know, he might now think I did not enjoy it because of his member. Kanti, it had nothing to do with that.
Most often, it's probably nothing. It has nothing to do with that, actually.
Because size does not always matter. Believe it or not, gentlemen, it doesn't.
You know, I was reading a very fascinating... Healthline magazine was talking about this. Listen, if size mattered, right... the Asian population by global index don't have the biggest tools.
No, they do not.
But where does the greatest population reside?
In Asia. So that should tell you something.
So yeah, I just really think we have the wrong education when it comes to sex, you know, and we have the wrong concept, and we need to put the pornography aside. We need to put the social standards and the social norms aside. We need to put the friends sometimes aside, because then social media, because then it creates that expectation, you know.
But also it goes it talks directly to how well do you know your body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In order for me to say this was a bad sexual experience, it's because this person did not satisfy me according to what my body needed.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because I know my body. Therefore, I can say I was not sexually satisfied. So you have to know your body.
Yep.
And you have to know yourself intimately. Then you can say, okay, no, this person did not satisfy me.
Yeah, and Dr. Zender said it is important that part of foreplay and part of the sexual experience. Yeah. And I fully agree. Talk! I don't understand people who... I don't understand people who sit there and, like, it's a mass service.
No.
There is nothing. Because how do you know that you are on the right path or not?
Exactly.
How do you know? How do you know that, hey, this position works? And, I mean, in one of the episodes, we talked about their favorite sex position. How do we know that that's the favorite one? Because we don't talk, you know, because we think that this is an exercise where you sit and do change, you sit and do, and then it shouldn't be that awkward. We conversate. It's checking each other, you know, it's part of foreplay.
I don't know, I think maybe for me it's easy because I use humor a lot.
Yeah.
In everything, I use humor. So in a situation like that where we're now both naked, we are vulnerable, you know, I will use humor to say, whoa, woka, I'm a build. You know, do this instead of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, try that.
Yeah.
But you need to have, you need to tell and direct that person in the moment to say, what you're doing is not working for me.
Let's change.
This is what I like.
And let's change.
Yeah.
And it should be. It's a sport, you know. In fact, it's a sport, but it's also a dance.
It is.
You know, so it's a dance. So you understand that beautiful dance, and you understand that I never mapiano one way. No. I never ballroom one way.
No.
You're obviously gonna voucher it at a certain point, you know.
Yeah.
But all of it is just to create this beautiful experience, which not one party, but both parties need to ensure that they're both happy.
I get so offended whenever I hear people talk about their bad sexual experiences.
Yeah.
It hurts me because I'm like, how?
How?
You shouldn't be having
no.
bad sex. Like, nobody should.
And I get irked, especially when then it gets on social media. A person will post an entire essay on Facebook or an entire thread on Twitter. And I'm asking myself, can't you have a conversation with your partner?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like venting. And it's important, you know, it's a pity we didn't touch on with this with JP. Sexual frustration is a real thing.
It is.
It's a real thing. And you find out that you're always grumpy, you're cranky, you know, you're edgy. It's because you did not release that endorphin, that good hormone. The good hormones did not really get released from your body, and that is why you tense. And then wamakala, you're always uptight, you're always at work or in your social space, people just see you and like, woo.
Or even sore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand people who are sore after having sex. How are you sore after having sex? You know, I think it could only be so if maybe you're like me and you are overweight and you're inactive.
And that's
you know, they stretched a couple of muscles.
And that's about it.
But you're not supposed to be physically sore to a point where you can't even walk.
No, because again, hence I'm saying it's the perception that's created. You know, that sex needs to be painful. You need to penetrate somebody to the point that person cannot work. You know, you need to ensure that person is close to a coma.
I bet you lay. Like, no, that's not the kind of game I'm going to play.
You understand? So because, and again, what creates that? Pornography. It creates that thing that proper sex, especially from a alpha male perspective, needs to be you dominant, and you really, hence you say, inflicting pain.
No. Listen, if I can't bend a certain way, I can't bend that way.
And we improvise.
You know, and if for when now you feel, okay, this is not working, tell me.
Yeah.
And say, listen, now this is what I enjoy. And then I'll tell you, but it's uncomfortable for me. It's painful for me. And then we'll find a compromise.
Yes.
So that I'm comfortable, you know, and I also get enjoyment. Where you get enjoyment? Do you know what I mean? But it shouldn't be now you getting all this pleasure and then I'm in pain.
Exactly. Why should it be painful? It's not.
No,
it's absolutely. And then and people was like, yeah, but it's about positions. Guys, Kama Sutra has how many positions?
Oh, a ton.
So are we going to stop this press conference because one can't lie flat on their stomach or one can't do the wheelbarrow? Are we going to close this press conference?
Oh, there are some positions I want to try.
No, but hence I'm saying, you know, so I just really think we, in conclusion, guys, we need to really explore.
Bad sex is about communication.
Yes, guys.
Yeah.
And be willing. And hence in previous episode, when we talked about spicing things up,
yeah,
it's important that you are open. It's open your mind, guys. Stop living in the gutter. We're in the 21st century. You've got sex and adult shops that are at our doorsteps now. So let's embrace.
Said we are adults. These shops are for us.
Thank you. And actually, it's not a sign of weakness if you go there and purchase something. It's actually a sign of strength.
Yeah, it is. And maturity.
Yep, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I'll tell you what's another thing that's very mature that you can do for yourselves. Is following us on a social media platform, Scrumi.
Yeah, no, we are on Facebook Daily Sun.
Yep.
We also on Twitter. You can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or you can find us at our beautiful, beautiful Forever Home, guys. You need to check it out. www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, guys. And you can get to download and stream this episode and many of our episodes. Once again, guys, a big thank you to JP. Big thank you to you for listening. And we are approaching the 50 episode mark, and I think we're going to celebrate, and something tells me we're going to mark that episode with us going very live. It's about time. YouTube has been knocking at our door. TikTok has been knocking at our door. Guys, we want to see the most handsome. We want to see the queen of the beehive. We are there now. We are there. And I think in September, if our producers are telling us correctly, we are going to be going live. At a place near you very, very soon. And another thing that we always encourage is, guys, always remember to practice safe sex by purchasing a condom, everybody. Keep it strapped. We're trying to get the grip on COVID. Let us not then be an outbreak of another pandemic.
Yeah, let's get vaccinated, guys.
Please.
Registration is free. And then it tells you where you need to go in order for you to get vaccinated. That's all you need to do.
Oi!
All you need is data or register.
Oi! Mlu is finally vaccinated! So,
yeah.
I mean, okay, I know my age group has not yet vaccinated. In fact, they're supposed to start registering. But because I'm special, I'm not the target market.
And
it's labels to this thing. But yeah, guys, come on. Get vaccinated, guys. It's important. If you're uncertain, visit your nearest vaccination site. They're all over. And if not, then you can visit the government's health ministry website. It's got all the information. There's WhatsApp lines. You can ask. And trust, Oshumi has not gotten any text from Bill Gates as yet.
No, yeah, he does. He still doesn't know where I am.
So,
even if he did, look real.
So, guys, please. Conspiracy theories, let's please leave them at the door. Once again, a big thank you to you for listening. And again. If you see us on the streets, me personally do know I'm Lungi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator. The most handsome guy in a cheese scope. Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly and buzz more than a beehive.
And I'm still going to see you. I'll be still without an outro. But it's light.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.